We begin the current daf mesetz on the daram daf nun beis. We begin on the bottom daf nun alef on the beis, two lines up from the bottom of the amud, where the gemara continues with the next mishnah, again continuing in the theme of this parak, which speaks about the concept of ben nedarim halach achalosh ben adam. When a person makes a neder from a term, from a definition, how do we know specifically what the person is referencing to that's included in the neder? That goes based on the common usage of that word. So the mishnah explains, hanoidim in achalav, if someone takes a neder forbidding from him the pleasure of milk, so mutter ba'koyim, he's actually permitted in koyim, which is the water that separates from milk in the process of it congealing and turning into a butter or like a cheese, which is known as whey. And the reason for this is that why is it called koyim is because like from getting up, because when you let the milk settle, so then it separates, the cream goes to the top, and then there's the whey part. Now, the reason for the Tanakama that whey is going to be permitted when you make yourself forbidden from milk is because since it's not the milk itself, but rather it's from the psilis, from the, so to speak, the refuse of the milk. So that's not included in milk, and therefore that will be permitted for the person. Now, but Rabbi Yisi Eiser, however, Rabbi Yisi said it's going to be Aser, and the Gemara will explain the reasoning why Rabbi Yisi holds that when you make a neder from Chalav, that includes the whey too. Now, Minakoyim, if someone takes a neder forbidding himself from whey, then mutter b'chalav, he's permitted in milk. And that's, again, the same reason, because whey is different than milk. Now, according to the basic reading of the Mishnah, it sounds like that Rabbi Yisi would agree in this halacha, but the Ram points out that in the Gemara quote a b'raisa, that Rabbi Yisi argues in this case too, again, that Rabbi Yisi holds that essentially milk and whey are the same thing. So when you make a neder from milk, you're forbidden in whey, and when you make a neder from whey, you're forbidden in milk, not like the Tanakhama. Abishar Leimer, he says, if someone takes a neder forbidding himself from cheese, so then asaba, he's forbidden in cheese, bei melucha utfela, whether it's salted or unsalted, and that is, although generally cheeses are consumed salty, so you'd say generally when the person is forbidding himself from cheese, he means a salted type, that's the chiddush of Abishar that includes all types of cheese. Hanoidim in abasa, if someone takes a neder forbidding himself from meat, so we continue on top of nebezim and alf, so mutta beretiv ubekeeper. So he's permitted, the neder does not include the gravy and the small little pieces of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot. That's not, when a person says he's forbidding himself from meat, does not include those two elements. But Rabbi Huda, and as the Ran obviously has the gears to Rabbi Yisi, Oyster, he says that it is going to be forbidden. And the reason being is because since it does have a taste of meat, so it's going to be forbidden. And actually, Rabbi Huda actually supports this halacha of Rabbi Yisi from the following incident. It says, Maisa, there was actually an incident. The also Elaine Reb Tarfin made it forbidden for us, although there was a neder from meat, with the eggs that were put into the meat pot, he said that we're not allowed to eat those eggs that was cooked with the meat. So obviously, like Rabbi Yisi, when someone makes a neder from meat, it doesn't mean just the meat itself, but it could mean even the small little pieces and the gravy. So Amrulai, so those who argued Rabbi Yisi responded to Rabbi Huda and said, Kein hadaber. You're right, you're not lying. Your testimony that you're saying from this story is true. But there's no proof regarding our machlokes with Rabbi Yisi. And the reason being is because regarding this, that Rabbi Tarfin said it's going to be us or the eggs that were cooked with the meat. Amosai, when did he say this? That's only bizman sheyomer baser zeh olai. That's only where the person says that this meat should be forbidden to me. And the reason here it's different is because since the person says this piece of meat is forbidden to me, what essentially what he did is that he created this object into an object of Isser. So therefore, when you have a piece of Chazer, when you have something that's a piece of Isser, whatever comes out from it, even the Tam, will also be Aser to the person. And therefore, since he says Baser Zeolai, not Baser is forbidden, when you say meat, you mean meat. You don't mean gravy, you don't mean those things. Those are things that are not forbidden. But when you say Baser Zeh, you're saying this is a forbidden object, not an abstract in meat, but rather this meat. So therefore, the Halach is Shanoidim and Adavarim. Someone that takes a neder from an object, in other words, when he uses the term dover zed, this is forbidden, and v'nesarv ba'achar, and even if it gets mixed with something else, as in the case that you're bringing from a tarfin of the eggs, imyeshboy, if that forbidden item has benoisin tam, has enough in ratio, in proportion to the permitted piece of meat, to give flavor to the permitted piece of meat, which in halacha is known as shishim, where batal b'shishim means to say that you have 60 of permitted pieces that are kosher to the one non-kosher, then it's going to be mevatlet. But if there's less than 60 of heter, then the non-kosher one is going to be giving flavor to the kosher ones. then aser, then they're going to be forbidden. And that's the case by Reb Tarfon, because you made it into a piece of iser when you said basar zeh. Yes, that's going to be aser even in the taste of it, just like a piece of chazer. But however, what we're arguing with Reb Yasi is talking about when someone says meat. Meat is forbidden to me. Doesn't mean every single piece of meat now in the world is like a chaticha di yisur, like a piece of iser. It's just that the neder applies to that piece of meat. But the gravy from that meat, or the little pieces of that meat from the bottom of the pot, is not included in the neder. Now, the Ran here has what's called an arichas. He has a lengthy discussion over here that the Rishonim already ask on this halacha of our Mishnah. And that is what it sounds like from the Chacham who answered to Rabbi Yehuda, is that only if that what's the chiddush of Reb Tarfon that's saying even the eggs are going to be forbidden, is because he said basar zeh. So therefore, when you say basar zeh, if there's less than shishim, less than 60 of permitted pieces to the non-kosher, where in this case it's non-kosher only because you made a neder on it, so then it's going to give flavor to it. Therefore, all the pieces, including, let's say here, the eggs, are going to be forbidden. Now, the mashmois, the inference of this is that if it's, let's say, 100 kosher pieces, and there's only this one non-kosher where, again, you made a neder forbidding it, so it's not going to give flavor, because it only gives flavor up until 60, but not more than that, then it sounds like from the Mishnah it's going to be permitted. And that the Rishonim ask, but we know that nedarim is something that has what's called matirin. It could be permitted. Actually, as the Gemara says on Daf Mentesimut Aleph, that's actually a mitzvah to be shoyl on your neder, like Reb Nosson says, because you're not really supposed to make nedarim. So if it's what's called yesh l'matirim, there is a permitted way out of this iser. How? Not through bittul, not through nullification of the iser, by making it not aser. Where there are certain halachas, certain things that are prohibited only in a specific context or time. But after that, it's going to be permitted. Now, the halacha is, as it's brought in Masechtas Beya, that is, whatever has matirin is not nullified even in 1,000 pieces. Because bittul is somewhat of like a bidiyavid after the fact. You have something non-kosher, you have something prohibited, but it's mixed in other things that will nullify it, so then you could nullify it. But if it could, the iser could not be an iser, you could make it that it won't be forbidden. It has matirin, there's a way to make it even permitted intrinsically, then we don't allow bittul to work. So therefore, the Rishonim's question is, how are you saying that it's only going to be prohibited if it's up to 60, but if there's more than 60, then it's not going to be prohibited because you have 70 to 1 or 80 to 1. The problem is, we're talking about a neder, and the neder is something that has matirin, and if it has matirin, if there's a way that it's going to be permitted, then even in 1,000 it's not going to be bittul. So why is the Mishnah making it sound like that it's only going to be aser up until 60? So that the Ran says that when we say this halacha, that something that has matirim and it's not bottle even in 1,000, he says that that's only what's known as halacha as min b'minay, which this is a big thing in the halachas of terubis, when you have forbidden mixtures, when it's the same type of a thing, kosher meat, non-kosher meat, but they're both meat. But here the Ran says we're talking about when it says when this arv ba'ach, when it gets mixed into something else, it means something that's not minoy. It's a different type of food. For example, which was the case that Rabbi Huda brought from Reb Tarfon, which was eggs. Eggs and meat are two different things. Now, since it's enoy minoy, there is where we say that even if it has matirin, then it will be up to, Isra will only work up until nice and tam. In other words, although we say that if it has matirin, it's going to be usr, even 1,000 to 1, that's only if it's the same type of a min. But however, if it's enoy minoy, if it's a different thing, a different object, different species, then it will be mutter if it's not nois and tam. That's how the Ran answers, and therefore that doesn't contradict that halacha. And since here we're talking about enoy minoy, we're talking about a different thing, meat and eggs, so therefore although there's matirin for the nether of the piece of meat, it will be batal even if it's more than shishim, even though it's something that has matirin. Now, however, the Ran brings that according to the Rif, to Rav Alfas, he holds that actually not. He holds that even shaloi b'minoi, we find that he quotes his halacha, that dava sheyesh l'matirim, something that has a way of making it permitted, like what a neder is, even if it's shaloi b'minoi, even if it's in a forbidden mixture with other permitted things that are different objects, let's say meat and eggs, like the case that was by Reb Tarfon, that is not going to be batal. Therefore the Ran says, you can't give the teretz, the answer that I just gave, because according to the Rif, seemingly that won't work. He holds davar sheyesh l'matirin will be a problem, even, let's say, 1,000 to 1 ratio, not only by min b'minay, but even by she'ena minay. So then we're back to the question. So the Ran says, according to the Rif, the following resolution. He says that when we say, obviously, from the halacha of our Mishnah, that something that has matirin, which is what a neder is, that by einoy minay, which is, let's say, the eggs and the meat, it will be batel if it's at least more than 60 to 1. That's only by something which is forbidden now, but ultimately will be permitted at a later point in time, which is like a neder where it's aser now, but you could be shayil on the neder, you can undo by going to a chacham and being matir the neder. Now the Ran explains as follows. He says that really he has a basic question on this halach, and that is, since according to the Rabbanim, things are always forbidden, when you have a forbidden thing, the Rabbanan, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, which is a machlekes throughout Shas, that they hold that something, if it's mixed in, whether it's the same min, the same type of thing, let's say kosher or non-kosher meat, or whether it's einoy minoy, whether it's like meat and eggs, it will always be batel. They don't differentiate regarding if it's min b'minoy or min b'she'einoy minoy. Now, according to the Shita of the Chacham, so then the Ran has a very basic question. Seemingly, what would be the reason of the Chacham to differentiate in this halacha of Davar Sheyesh Matirin between something which was what the Ran had answered, but something that's minoy or she'ena minoy? What would be the reason for that? If we find throughout the halachas of tarubas or forbidden mixtures, they don't differentiate whether it's the same type of food or a different type of a food. So why specifically here, where, and again, this the Ran's going through the explanation to define qualitatively a difference to explain the Rif, who seemingly in Davar Sheyesh Matirin does not differentiate, but the Ran was saying that that would be the difference between Yesh Matirin if it's min b'mino or min b'she'ina mino. He says, what would be the reason to differentiate? So he says as follows. He says that the reason for this is because this machlekes between the Rabban and the Yehuda throughout Shas, where they have a machlekes, could you say that there is a halacha of bittel, of nullification, when they're the same type of food? So the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachas of Chavbezim and Af that actually both of them are learning their halacha from the same pasuk. How so? The pasuk says for the avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. So there was he would take. There's the pasuk says v'lokach midam hapar. He would take from the blood of the bull umidam asar and the blood of the shigo. Now they were actually mixed together. Now although that the majority of the bloods were the blood of the par, there's more blood of the bull. Still, the blood of the sire was called Dam Hasar, even though they were mixed together. So obviously, that they weren't Mavatl one the other, although the majority was Dam Hapar, and the minority was Dam Hasar. So Rabbi Yehuda holds from there that the reason why it's not going to be Batl is because they're Min B'minor. They're the same thing. Blood, where they have a million of to one, doesn't make a difference. They're the same thing. Blood cannot nullify blood. So therefore, whatever is similar to its counterpart, you can't nullify it or weaken it, is because it retains its identity because it's mixed with the same thing of its own type. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Oli Surim, Min B'mino cannot nullify. It can't nullify it. It is what it is. It's the same thing as the other thing that, so to speak, would be nullifying it. Now, the Rabban obviously don't learn the pasuk of that, and they hold that no. The reason is because even though they're the same type of thing, and seemingly you can't nullify what it itself is, not changing the characteristic, it's being mixed with its own type, is because when one is permitted and one is forbidden, they're not the same thing. And the reason being is because since one is aser, one is permitted, so therefore, yes, although biochemically they might be the same thing, but there is a difference between them, hence applicable for nullification, in the categorization of one being aser, one being mutter. Now, so then what's the reason why by the Dam HaPar that it wasn't Mevatel the Dam HaSar? That's very simply. That's because both of them are kosher for Zrika. So therefore, of course, one cannot be nullifying the other because Rabbanan agree to the basic concept of Rabbi Yehuda that nullification only applies when there's a division. It's just that they argue, does it apply differentiation regarding if they're biochemically the same but they're in prohibitive status, they're different. The other Rabbanan hold that it's still a difference, so therefore you could differentiate and therefore you could nullify. But in regards to the Dam HaPar, Dam HaSar, they're the same thing. They're blood, and they're both permitted. They're both fit to do the Zrika in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, that's why they explain that it's not nullified over there, but generally when by Issa B'Heter, you would be nullifying even Min B'Mina. In other words, just like Rabbi Yehuda, who he differentiates nullification based on intrinsic conceptualization, the Rabbanan do it even on the external framework of Issa B'Heter. Therefore, whenever you have a differentiation by Issa B'Heter, even by min b'mina, they're going to say it's going to be batel because they define that like Rabbi Yehuda's min b'she'inay mina. Now, therefore, they say that by davar sheyesh lematirin, Now the Rabbanan start meeting Rabbi Yehuda a little bit closer. And that is, since when you have something that, if it's the same thing, which again, the Rabbanan agreed Rabbi Yehuda's concept, the only reason is that they say that it's different, that it could apply nullification, is because one's usser, one's heter. But when you have an isser that has matirin, that could be permitted, now it's not so different than the permitted item. Because even the prohibited item ultimately will or could become mutter. So therefore, it's not going to be batel in the same min. Because if yes, it's too similar. First of all, they're the same type of thing. Moreover, is that they're not even different in what the Rabbanan say regarding Isser v'Heter, because it's not so Isser. It's almost like Heter because it has Matirin. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, that is why they're going to agree that it's not going to be batel when it's min b'minay, only when it's einay minay. So that, oh, now that it's different types of things, so although we're not really having much of a difference regarding the Isser and Heter component, but now there's a difference regarding that one's minay and one's she'einay minay, which that now fills in the void that we had because of the fact that it was yesh l'matirin, because we have to be able to find somewhat of a division between the two different things, which is the cause that allows us to create bittel to do nullification. But when they're the same, we said that even the Rabbanan agree that you can't do bittel. Now, therefore, whatever is forbidden now, but there's not really anything lacking in the Isser itself, which is a strength in the Isser component, like we have by Neder, it's just at a later point in time it could be permitted. So that lacking of Isser, which is not really anything lacking in the Isser, it's a full-fledged Isser, but since of that lacking, so that is what it's fit to complement that when it then becomes mixed with an Einoy Minoy versus a Min B'Minoy. Now, that's what is the Ran was explaining would be the halacha in our Mishnah where you're talking about a neder, where, yes, it has matirin, but it's really a full-fledged isser now, so but there's something missing in the isser of it. It's not such a full-fledged isser, so maybe it's not so different than the heter, but when it's with an Einoy Minoy, oh, now they're very different because of different types, one's meat, one's eggs, so then you could say that now the Rabbanu would hold that it would apply bittel. But when regarding something that it's not even such a full-fledged Isser even right now, as Aran brings from Perek Mashilin, that since it's essentially almost heter right now, not just because later, like by Neder, it could be permitted, but even right now, it's not such an Isser. So then actually like the Rif, you cannot differentiate even not only by min b'mina, but even for einoy mina. Because although min b'she einoy mina could help make the divide so that we can use the halach of bittul, that's only by yesh l'matirin, which is a full-fledged isser right now, but just, it's missing a little bit because it's missing a little bit in the isser because later on it could be mutter. And as the Ran explains, he says that you have to explain the fundamental logic, the principle that's underlying this halach. And that is, he says that whenever there's an isser that increases in its component of heter, they became more stringent in the ability of doing bittel. And the reason being is because since ultimately it's going to be permitted, so they said that, okay, let's say by neder, where right now it's an isser, but it's lacking a little bit in isser because it could be permitted later on. So they said, okay, so then min b'minoy, although generally Rabbanan, as we had asked in the question, hold min b'minoy could be bottled. Here not, because it's too similar. It's the same min, and it's not such a strong isser, so it's very close and similar to the heter. Therefore, now, so that's, so we said, but by einoy minoy neder would work, like the halacha of our Mishnah. But when it has increasingly more elements of heter, where let's say when even right now, as the Ran brings different cases, where right now it has some element of heter right now, not like neder, which later on, but even right now has some element of heter. So Dir Chazal saw fit to be stringent even more with its bittel, then not only will it not be bottled in min b'minoy, but by neder we said that although generally by Isser we'll say bittel by, according to the Chamim, min b'minoy, min b'she'ina minoy, but by neder, which lacking a little bit, so we'll say it won't be bottled by min b'minoy, but it'll still be min b'she'ina minoy. When you have something that's even more permitted in the Isser, where right now there's element of heter, they're going to say it's not going to be bottled even in she'ina minoy. And therefore, the Ran says, that's where the conclusion of our sugya over here is not difficult, because yes, the conclusion of our mission is telling us that something that has matirin will be bottled in einay minay. Now that doesn't contradict the maskana of Perek Mashilin, where Rav Ashi comes out and he says, and this is what the Rif quotes, that even by she'enamin is not going to be batal, because as we explained, there are different types of davar she'esh lematirin. There's qualitative different types of cases of davar she'esh lematirin. And that is davar she'esh lematirin is already lacking from the from what's called the algamena iser, from the full-fledged iser. So therefore it won't work by min b'minay. But then there's still levels. There's something like neder, where, yes, although it won't work with min b'minay, but it will work with min b'she'enamina, but that doesn't contradict the Rif, who later on, who, as we brought the different sugis in Mashilin, where the Rif will paskin, the davar she'esh lematirin will not be bottled even by min b'she'enamina, is because there the iser is even less of an iser, because even right now there's a heter, unlike neder, and therefore that's how the Ran resolves the question, even according to the Rif, who paskins elsewhere, that min b'she'enamina even will not work for davar she'esh lematirin. That doesn't contradict neder, where min b'she'enamina will work for the davar she'esh lematirin of nedar. The Mishnah continues on this halacha, hanoidu min hayayin. If someone takes a neder from bidding himself from wine, so mutu betavshal sheyesh beitam yayin. So he is still permitted, he's forbidden from wine, but he's permitted from a cooked dish that has a taste of wine inside of it, and that's because the understanding when a person makes himself forbidden from wine, it's only from drinking wine, but a cooked dish that has the taste of wine inside of that, that his neder was not inclusive of. But amar koinim yayin zesh ani taim. But if he says, I'm forbidden to from this wine, some have the girsa zeh or not, but shani taim that I will taste, oh, and then benafel tavshal, then the wine falls into a cooked dish. So im yesh boi benois and tamer is also. Then if the cooked dish does have a taste of wine, then it will be forbidden. The reason being is because since he added on the words shani taim, I'm forbidding myself from wine that I will taste, so therefore he's forbidding it from himself, not just the wine by itself, but even when it gets mixed to other things, since it has a taste of wine, so he would be tasting it, and he said he's not going to taste wine, so therefore that will make it forbidden, even in when it's mixed into a cooked dish. Now the Gemara asks for a minu. The Gemara asks from the following brisa, a contradiction to the halacha of our Mishnah. The brisa says, according to the Chachamim, min ha'adashim, if someone takes a neder from bidding himself from lentils, so asa bar shishim, inclusive of that, he'll be forbidden in ashishim, which the Yerushalmi explains that's also lentils, but it's mixed together and fried with honey. Now, Rabbi Yisi Mata, Rabbi Yisi says it's going to be permitted. Now, the Ram points out that the Gemara's question is from Rabbi Yisi and not like the Rabban, although this seemingly flips the halacha of our Mishnah, where seemingly the Chacham were the more lenient ones and said that the interpretation is not so exhaustive and you'll be permitted in other things. And Rabbi Yisi is the one that says, Aser, here's the other way around. Rabbanan hold that Ashishim is included, and Rabbi Yisi says it's not, and you're going to be permitted. So the Ram points out that the Rabbanan's opinion is not difficult. Because although regarding milk, they said that the neder is not inclusive of other things, you'll be permitted in whey, that's because whey is not milk. But that doesn't contradict here that when you make the neder from lentils, it includes Ashishim, because although it's fried with honey, it's still lentils. So whey is different than ashishim, so that's why ashishim would be included, whereas whey will not be included. But the Gemara's question is from Rabbi Yisi, because here he says that the whey that the lentils that are fried with honey is going to be permitted, and that's not included in the neder of lentils, because since it has honey, so it has a different name. It's not called adashim anymore; it's called ashishim, and since it has a different name, so that's why it's going to be permitted. So now the Gemara is asking, well, for sure then, he should have not have said when you make a neder on milk that whey should be permitted, because not only does whey have a different name, it's actually something totally different. It's not milk. It's the wheat, it's the water byproduct that comes out of the milk. Here, at least, it's the same lentils. But still, he's saying, it's since it's called something else, because you add a honey, it's not included. So if that's the case, for sure he should have said by the whey that it's not included. Why by whey does he say it's aster? And here, by the ashishim, he says it's mutter. So now the Gemara says that actually, no, loy kasha, is no difficulty, because to understand the halacha of our Mishnah, marki asri or marki asri. Actually, they're not really arguing. It's that each, the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisrael were talking about where they lived. That is, ba'asad rabbanon, where the rabbanon lived, karu l'chal b'chal b'lekum akumo. Milk was called milk, and whey was called whey. So since they had different names, so that's why the whey is not included in the iser of milk, because it's two different items. But ba'asad Rabbi Yisi, l'kuma namikara l'kuma l'chalba. But in where Rabbi Yisi lived, they called whey not as a separate term, but rather as the koim of the milk. Now, therefore, whatever still has the term of the neder in it is going to be included in that iser. So since he made the iser for milk, so since this is called the way of milk, that's what it's called, so since it has the definition of its source, which is the milk, in that definition, so therefore that's going to be included in the iser, and that's where Abishai holds that way will be aser. But by Ashishim, since there, it actually gets changed, and it's not called Adashim anymore. It's called Ashishim. It's not called Ashishim de Adashim. So therefore, it's going to be permitted because it's not called the same thing, and therefore it's not included in the neder of Adashim. Now, the Rabbanan, who also say that it's going to be permitted when they say, when you make a neder of milk, that koim is going to be permitted, is of course where they live. So Chaba was called Chaba and Kuma was called Kuma, but whereas by Ashishim, although they say it's going to be Aser, is because essentially it's the same thing. Kuma and Chalav, not only do they have different names, but it's more than that, it's that they're different objects. Now, therefore, they say that it's not going to be Aser. But by Adashim, they say it's going to be Aser Bashishim, is because although, yes, it might have a different name, but since it's the same object, it will be included in the Aser. Now, the Ram points out that, according to Rabbi Yossi, that it makes sense why, when you make a neder from milk, that koim will be aser, is because koim is still included in milk. And that's, you see, you call it koim of the chaba. But the problem the Ran has is that, but when the Mishnah says that you make a neder from koim, from whey, why you aser in milk, but you don't call milk chaba the koima? Chalav is called chalav. So where do you see, when you make an aser from koima, that should include milk? So that the Ran says that no, since whey is called koim of the chaba, so essentially, that means to say that milk and koim are one thing. As we see that, it's called the way of milk. So when you make yourself also from whey, which is way of milk, inclusive of whey is milk, because they're essentially the same thing. Now, related, the Gemara brings Tanya learned in the Braisa, can continue on the theme of our Mishnah. Hanoide min achalav, if someone takes a neder from milk, so as we said, the mutter b'koim, so as the Tanya Kama said, so then you're permitted in whey. Min achalav, you make a neder from koim. So mutter b'chalav, you're permitted in milk. Min achalav mutter b'gvin, you make a neder from milk, you're permitted in cheese. Min achalav mutter b'chalav, make a neder from cheese, you're permitted in milk. Again, all those these things are related, but again, we go based on lashon and the other one. Someone means cheese, it doesn't mean milk. When it means milk, it doesn't mean cheese. Min haroitiv mutter b'kipa, when someone makes a neder forbidding himself from meat gravy, he's permitted in the small little piece on the bottom of the pot. Min hakipa mutter b'raitiv, although these are very similar things, but you define a specific term when you make a neder from the small little piece of meat on the bottom of the pot. That only meant those pieces that you're forbidding from, but you're permitted in the gravy. Im amar basa zel, if he says that this piece of meat is forbidden on me, then asa boy uberoitro ubekeeper. Then everybody agrees, you're forbidden not only in meat, but even in the gravy and in the smaller pieces, because you made this as a chaticha disur, which includes all the things that come out of it. Hanoid ben ayin, if you took a neder from wine, so mutter betav shashesh betam yain, again, as we said in the Mishnah, then you permit it in a cooked dish as a taste of wine, because making a neder from wine means drinking wine, not derivative of that, which means, say, what's mixed into a taste in a cooked dish. But, amar koinim yain zeh she'eni toyim, but if, let's say, someone said, I'm taking a neder from this wine that I'm not going to taste, v'nafel techa tafsa, and that fell into a cooked dish, im yesh betam yain harizos, as we said in the Mishnah, then if it has a taste of wine, then it will be aser. Now the Mishnah continues with the same idea. Hanoide min hanovim. Someone takes a neder from grapes, mutter b'yayin, he's permitted in wine because you meant grapes, not the derivative, which is wine. Min hazeisim from olives, mutter b'shemen, you're permitted in oil. Now, but if amar koinim zeisim hanovim elu she'en itayim, but if he said that I'm taking a neder from these olives and these grapes, that I'm not going to taste them, then asa behen u'b'yetzimhen. Then he's forbidden in the olives and the grapes and that which comes out of it, which again, which would mean the oil and the wine. Now the Gemara is going to explain that why is this case different? Is it because he said elu these, which is in the object itself, which would make it into chaticha di isura, or is it because he added on the words the term she'ani toyim, that which I taste, which means say that any taste he has of it, which is even the juice that comes out of it, that's why it's going to be asur. As the Gemara says, boy Ram Bachama asked the following question. Now, as the Ran explains, it was obvious to Ram Bachama, and that's inherent in his question, that one of these terms, either elu or she'eni toyim, is sufficient. His question only was, is it elu dafka? Is what makes this unique, that it makes even the derivative forbidden? Because you said these, but not because you said the term shanitayim, because that actually doesn't help whatsoever. It's just because you said these, which makes it into an intrinsically forbidden object, thus including the derivatives. Or shanitayim dafka. Or his question was, is it because you said that I'm not going to taste, which means that any taste you have of it, even whatever juice comes out of it, but the term elu actually would not be the defining factor. That actually doesn't help whatsoever to create the yisr. Now, the Gemara asks on his question, but if you think that it's specifically one of these two terms, let's say if it means just these, then she'en yotayim lomali, then why does the Mishnah specify the term that I'm not going to taste? Which the Ran says the Gemara could have just have easily asked that if she'en yotayim is the primary defining factor, then what do you need elu for? It just picked one out of the two. So that's what the Gemara is asking. If you're saying that it's one of the two and you want to know which one it is, then why would the Mishnah have said both terms to say this halacha? So on that, the Gemara answers, no, hakam ashamon, this is what the Mishnah is saying. The afag of the amr she'en yotayim, it's just picking one out of the two. But it's coming to say that, no, because even though you said that I'm not going to taste, the Mishnah is coming to say, e de amr elu mitzer. If you say these, if you say that term of these, then it's going to be usr, even what comes out of it. But v'iloiloi, but if not, then not. In other words, and the same thing would apply the other way around too, that if she'en yotayim is the primary one, then the Mishnah's Chiddush would be saying that even though you said Elu, it's only because you also said she'en yotayim that's going to be Aser, but if not, not. That's why it said both, to tell you that the other one is actually not a definitive factor. And it's only because you said the other one too. So then, but the question is, so therefore, what's the halacha? Which one is the defining one? Is it Elu or she'en yotayim? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from a Mishnah later on, Daf Nun Zayin Medav. The Mishnah says, if a person said, Ka'inim Peiris Ha'elu Alive, someone says, that these fruit, again the term elu, are going to be asr to me because of a neder. Or koinim hein lafi, or they're considered koinim, meaning a carbon, as an isra of a neder to my mouth. Then asr b'chilufein u'bigdulein. So then the Mishnah there says, he's forbidden not only in these fruits, but even in what you swap it for. Let's say you sell it and you get money, that isra transfers to the thing that you transferred it to. Or in the outgrowth, the gidul, let's say you plant it and something else comes out, are also asr because of this neder. Now, the inference, Rava says, but what sounds like what comes out of these fruits, let's say you squeeze it and get juice out of it, that would actually be permitted. And the reason is, as the Ran explains, the Gemara's assumption is, because if what came out of it would be usr, then the Mishnah should have said even a bigger chiddush. It should have said that even what comes out of it is usr. In other words, although you don't really have the original form of the fruit anymore, because you squeeze it out and it's just the juice that was once in there that got mixed into something else, that even that is going to be usr. So that would have been a bigger chiddush than what you swap it for or what comes out of it, where there the primary pri is still extant. Now, it doesn't say that case of what comes out of the fruit that's going to be usr. So obviously, that even though you said the term elu, that obviously the term elu is lav davka, that's not the primary reason why our Mishnah says that b'yotzim hen is going to be usr, because you see the Mishnah later on used the term of elu, and it's only b'chilufeinu b'gedelein that's going to be usr, but some of that yotzim hen obviously is going to be mutter. Because again, if it would have been usr, that would have been a bigger chiddush where you don't even have the peri around anymore that you made the nether on, it's just what came out of it, it's nishtanu tzurasai, and still it's usr, and it doesn't say that. Obviously that it's mutter. So that the Gemara responds that no, to the contrary. No. Actually, we could say that when you say the term elu, that's the primary term. And the truth is, when you say koinim peris elu olai, that what's yitzmen would be asr. But v'ha difale, actually was it even a bigger chiddush lashmina to tell us the chilufehen, that although what you swap it for, it's not even from the object, what it didn't even come out of the object that you made asr. It's just you swapped it with something else to tell us that chiddush that kigidu lein dami, that it's like something that's the outgrowth of the object itself. But the Gemara's teretz is that for sure what comes out of it, where it, since it came from the object itself and the neder was in the object itself, that for sure that's going to be asr. So therefore, there's no raya we could hold that it would be asr, but it didn't pick it because it wanted to say even the bigger chiddush, not like the Gemara's havamina of chilufein, that even if it didn't come out of the object itself, since you swapped with it, that's what the halacha is, that's going to be usr too because of the neder. So the Gemara said, Tashma, let's try to continue bringing a raya from that Mishnah. The Mishnah then continues and says, She'eini oichel v'she'eini toim. But if the person said that I'm making a neder on these fruits, that I'm not going to eat them or not going to taste them, then mutter b'chilufeinu b'gidulein. Then, actually, you're permitted in what you swap it with and what it grows out of it, because it's only the tasting of it or eating of it that's asr, but not other things that you swap it for that grows out of it. Now the inference is, ha'ayotzemen asr, but that which comes out of it is going to be forbidden, as the Ran explains, because, and this will prove, seemingly, that the primary term is she'eini toim. Because here we're adding on the words she'eini toim or she'eini oichel, and seemingly we see that ha'yotzemen is going to be asr. And the reason being is because if what came out of it, from the fruit itself that you made the iser, would be mutter, then definitely regarding when you're making the neder she'eini oichel she'eini toim, here for sure the bigger chiddush would have been that even what comes out of it is going to be permitted, more than a chiddush than chilufein and gidulein, because like we said before, since here the primary thing that you're making asr is the object itself, and that's actually why chilufein and gidulein in this case are going to be permitted. So for sure, regarding, as we said in the ratio, where hayyitzmehen, you want to say it's going to be asr. So if you would hold that chilufein and that by the case of she'eini toim she'eini oichel, that's going to be permitted. So if you know, forget about saying a chiddush and other things that it's permitted, but say even a bigger chiddush, that you're saying she'eini toim she'eini oichel, it only applies to the object itself, but even this which comes out of the object itself would be permitted. Obviously, that no, that's going to be asr, even what's yoytzmehen. So you see that the primary term is she'eini toim she'eini oichel, with that is going to say even yoytzmehen is going to be asr. So I think my answer is then no. That truthfully you could say that what's yoytzmehen, even when you say she'eini toim she'eini oichel, is going to be permitted, because that's not the primary term. Maybe Eilu is the primary thing that says that it becomes a chatichah d'isur, and even what comes out of it is going to be asr. It's just that I did the loynasir b'reisha yoytzmehen. It's only because since in the reisha we didn't use the term of what comes out of it, because there we just explained previously, if you want to say that Eilu is the primary, that the isur of chiluf is the bigger chiddush, to say that even what's not coming out of it, just what's swapped with it, is going to be asr. So therefore, loynasir nami b'sefer yoytzmehen, that's why in the sefer we didn't say what comes out of it. In other words, you're right. The bigger chiddush would have been to say, even when you say she'eini toim she'eini oichel, is that even yoytzmehen is mutter. And maybe that's what the halacha would be. So why didn't we say that? Why did we say a lesser chiddush of chilufein gedulein? It's only because we kept the uniformity of the reisha, where there the bigger chiddush is, as we explained, to say that chilufein gedulein is going to be aser. So in the sefer, when we say mutter, we say chilufein gedulein is going to be mutter, but really, it could apply even to hayyotzmehen, because she'eini toim is not the primary term. Maybe elu is the primary term. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya. Tashma, we learned in our Mishnah. Amar Behuda, Behuda said to the Chacham, he said, Maisa, there was an incident with someone that made a neder from meat, and the Asar Reb Tarfin, a lie, based on Shinnis Bash Limay, and Reb Tarfin said, for me it's forbidden to eat even the eggs that was cooked with it. So therefore he said, you see that making a neder from meat includes even somebody that has a taste of the meat. So Amar Loi, they said to him, Amasai, when did Reb Tarfin say that halacha? That the man sha'amar basa ze'olai, that's when he says that this meat is forbidden to me. And the reason being is, sha'anoidim min ha'davav in nisar ba'achar. That's because when you make a neder from something, meaning this, and it gets mixed into other things, since you made this into intrinsic iser, this is the object of the iser, and v'yesh b'menoisin tam, and it gives flavor to other things, like the egg in your story, so then ha'reza aser. Then it's when it's going to be aser. And therefore they argued and said, that's not when you make a neder in general from meat, it's when you make specifically. But one thing we see from our Mishnah is similar to the term of Eilu, which is Zeh, when you're saying this or these, that then even what's Yoytzimhen, which is Nois and Tam, is going to be Aser. So even though it didn't say She'eini Toim She'eini Oichel, we see that it's going to be Aser just because of Eilu. So you see that the defining term is Eilu. So the Gemara says, you're right. But Eilu Loikami Boilan. Our question wasn't regarding Eilu. The Dafku, that's for sure a primary variable. Anytime you introduce Eilu, it's going to say this is a forbidden object, and therefore it's not only the object itself, but even what's yoytzmehen, even the derivatives. Kima boyalon, the question that we had, that of Rami Bachama, was b'she'eini tayim. When you only use the word she'eini tayim, that is what our question was. Dafka, is that a primary terminology? In other words, when our Mishnah says that if someone says, koinim zeisim anovim elu she'eini tayim, was the Mishnah saying, oi, oi, either one? Meaning we know that obviously if you just say Eilu, that's enough. But the question was it saying either Eilu or either She'eini Tayim will make this Issa of Asa B'Hen B'Yitzaben? Oilav davka, or was it, or is any time not a necessary variable? In other words, and what the Mishnah is teaching us is that even though you said she'ini time, it's only because you also said elu that it's going to be asur yitzman. But if not, then not. That is what Rami Bachama's question is. You're right. Elu for sure will create an isur yitzman. Question is she'ini time by itself would that also do it? So the Gemara says Tashma, let's bring a raya from a Mishnah on the previous daf in the Nalfam and Beis. Where if someone said dogim she'ini time, someone says that fish in the singular and the plural, I'm not going to taste. So the halacha was asa b'henis forbidden in fish, being gedolim and getalim, whether they're large fish or small fish, because the singular refers to large fish, the plural refers to small fish. Bein chayim bein b'shalom, whether they're raw, whether they're cooked. Umutir b'taris trufa b'tzir. But we said that it's going to be permitted in this chopped up fish type of compound, and in the fish brine. Now that the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the fact that we said that it's permitted in this taris trufa and in the tzir, which that's a yitzim emena, that's a derivative from fish. So obviously we see that although the person said she'eni time that I'm not going to taste from it, that's lav davka, that's not a primary variable for the halach of our Mishnah to be asring yitzim emena, because of she'eni time by itself would be enough to say that not only the object itself, but even if I would taste it, meaning what comes out of it, that should be aster, then why did we say on the Mishnah previous stuff that it's permitted in the Taurus Truf and Tzir if that's a derivative from the fish? And if you're saying that that's saying that anything that comes out of it should be forbidden, then you should have been aster in the Taurus Truf and the Tzir. So in that Amar Rava says no. There's no Raya from that Mishnah. And that is truthfully, She'en Italian is a qualifying word that would say that even what comes out of it would be asr. But you write what comes out of it would be asr, but the Mishnah and the previous staff that said these things are going to be mutter is because ukvar yatzman. We're talking about that tear, that brine, already came out of the fish before he made the neder. Now that's why it's mutter. But you're right, if this brine would come out of the fish after he made the neder, so then I would tell you that it is Aster, because She'ini Taim says that this fish I'm not going to taste, meaning to say that not only am I not tasting the fish, but even any taste that comes out of it will be Aster, but that's only once the neder was there on the fish. Now whatever comes out of it is Aster. But if this brine was out of the fish when I made the neder, now that's not called tasting the fish, because it's only when you're a derivative of the fish. But this, although it's a derivative and conceptually from the fish, but it was out before the neder, that's why it's considered something different than the fish itself. Fish means whole fish, not cut up fish or brine. That's why the Mishnah there says it's going to be mutter, but essentially Rabbi says no raya when you have fish itself and you make a neder. Not only possibly is the neder going to apply to the fish itself, but even when you use the word she'ini term without the word elu, it would apply also to the brine or to the small pieces that come out of it subsequently after that you had made the neder. And therefore the Gemara doesn't resolve this question about she'ini time, would that be the same thing as elu or not? And that is the Mishnah saying that actually, even though you said she'ini time, it only will work if you say elu together with that.